The European finance ministers have wrapped up a 16-hour marathon negotiating session here in Brussels, and we've failed to reach an agreement, though the president of the Eurogroup told me it was a success. Why? Because we have the basis of an agreement. And what's that going to look like? Well, it begins with a Cyprus-style bail-in. Those rules are going to be brought forward, it seems, to 2016. If more money is needed, then we go to national resolution funds. And if yet still more money is needed, then we look to pool the money across different countries. Over the course of the next 5 to 10 years, those individual funds will become the basis of a common fund.
We will have a European fund, as far as I'm concerned. That's definitely my position. But there will be, especially in the first years, some national responsibility. And if that causes a problem, then we have the ESM according to the agreed rules. So I think the outlines of how it's going to work are becoming more and more clear.
And this is the sticking point for some of these other finance ministers, the likes of France and the likes of Spain. They want that common rescue fund to be more decided, more outlined, before we can reach an agreement here. So we have the basis, we have the idea of scope, we can do this outside of the current EU treaties, but it still comes down to just what this common Eurozone rescue fund looks like. These discussions are set to continue on Wednesday next week.